A bill that would expand the use of police drones is moving forward at the State House. Indiana is one of several states that requires police to obtain a search warrant before putting a drone in the air. That is, unless it's an emergency. A Republican representative says his legislation would create additional exceptions. But as WFIU's Barbara Brozier reports, some question whether the move is necessary.
When Noble County Sheriff's Deputy Brandon Cordes puts a drone into the sky, he gets a perspective his department didn't have before.
It's cut the amount of time we're spending at the scene down considerably, and we need less manpower.
The department uses the technology for everything from trying to find a missing person to taking photos of a crime scene. And most of the time, Deputy and Chief Pilot Shafter Baker says they don't have to get a search warrant before flying.
Most typically, we're deploying our drones in relation to a pursuit or searching for a suspect under what's known as exigent circumstances. And basically for the layperson, that would be something that's an emergency type situation.
Indiana law stipulates first responders need a search warrant before deploying a drone unless it's an emergency situation. But a proposal at the State House aims to change that. Representative Robert Morris's bill would create more situations where police can fly a drone without first obtaining a warrant. They would no longer need one if they're safeguarding the public at a public event or place, or collecting evidence at a place where there's no reasonable expectation of privacy. Morris says in one case out of Fort Wayne, police didn't obtain a search warrant before taking pictures of a crash site because they wanted to restore traffic flow as quickly as possible.
And in court currently, if you do not have a warrant to shoot those pictures, they throw all the pictures out. They cannot use those in court.
The Fort Wayne Police Department is in favor of the changes. Lieutenant John Bauer says the current law is flawed because it requires police to get a search warrant to fly when they wouldn't need one otherwise.
So if I have a camera and I'm standing on a public place and I'm taking a picture of a crime scene, but Senator Morris is flying a drone for me and he wants to put it up 20 feet in the air, he needs a warrant, but I don't.
But the Indiana Public Defender Council has concerns about privacy. Legislative liaison Mark Carnell worries if the proposal passes, the legislature could relax the requirements even more in the future.
The terms of this bill are troubling, but they're not onerous. They're not throwing it wide open to law enforcement. However, it is creating more incremental exceptions to a strong statutory scheme that was put in place in 2014. And the concern would be that more incremental exceptions are going to follow with it.
While the bill moves forward at the State House, Noble County deputies say they don't see the point of the legislation. Baker says he doesn't think the proposal makes any changes to what's legal under current law, which he thinks is strong enough.
I believe wholly in the Constitution, and I don't believe that police officers should be pushing the bounds of the Constitution. So I am very comfortable with the fact that the law requires a warrant.
The bill passed out of Senate committee this week. For WFIU News, I'm Barbara Brozier.